College Get Out the Vote Effort Lays Roadmap for Left to Leverage Youth Vote. By Spencer Lindquist on November 10, 2022. Exit polling data from the 2022 midterm elections found that Generation Z and Millennials, those ages 18 to 29, voted for the Democrats by an overwhelming margin, showing Get Out the Vote efforts on college campuses to be increasingly consequential. A full 63% of the age demographic went for the Democrats, while only 35% went with the Republicans. Though they only accounted for 12% of the electorate, the smallest age demographic, there was not one single age group that was more loyal to either party. Exit polling data from NBC News and CNN found that those between the ages of 18 and 29 accounted for 13 and 12% of the electorate, respectively. Those 65 and older, who are the oldest age demographic recorded in the data, were the most likely to support the Republicans, with 55% of their votes going to the GOP. One important mechanism for encouraging this youth turnout can be found on college campuses, which frequently urge students to register to vote. Pennsylvania's Muhlenberg College, a small private school, provides a valuable case study. Located in the crucial swing state that elected John Fetterman to be their next senator, Muhlenberg College had a robust Get Out the Vote GOTV campaign dedicated to increasing voter registration of the young population, which often does not show up at the polls. The effort was multifaceted, with a nonpartisan student organization founded in 2016 called Berg Votes encouraging students to register ever since orientation, tabling weekly before the registration deadline. The school, which has just over 2,000 undergraduate students, is also home to the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion, which involves students in its effort to perform large-scale public opinion surveys. Meanwhile, the Department of Political Science hosts an election speakers series who discuss topics such as electoral reform in Pennsylvania and American foreign policy. The college has a much higher student voting rate than the national average, with a whopping 82.6% of students voting in the 2020 election. Conversely, 66% of students at all higher education institutions and 69% at private institutions vote nationally. The GOTV efforts at Muhlenberg College are by no means representative of the average college, but are instead a potential roadmap that other institutions may very well adopt in order to increase youth turnout, likely to the detriment of Republicans. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.